The next patient is Della Mathison. The last name is Mathison. First name Della, Della. Sixty-five-year-old African American female that comes to the office, and she's in some respiratory distress. She has been coughing during the whole procedure and the whole visit. She's not producing any phlegm. She has a history of bronchial asthma. And she's morbidly obese. She weighs 279 pounds, and the BMI is above 35. At this point, we have to make an emphasis in trying to improve the general condition. We are going to give the patient prednisone 10 milligrams POBID. We're going to cut down the administration of PO fluid because she's fluid overloaded. And on the other hand, we are going to increase the administration of and we are going to establish the administration of furosemide 40 milligrams every day. The prescriptions were sent to Central Florida pharmacy. Number two, the patient is a patient with CKD stage 2. The serum creatinine is 1.3. The estimated GFR is 46. The BUN is 19. This patient has hyperfiltration. She is a diabetic with a hemoglobin A1C of 8. The protein creatinine ratio is 211. They did not report the albumin creatinine ratio, but we are going to request that test. She is a patient that, because of the way the lifestyle has been deteriorating progressively. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is out of control with the hemoglobin A1C of 8. We discuss in detail the diet again, the need for her to go in a plant-based diet, a fluid restriction of 40 ounces, and a sodium no more than 200 milligrams in 24 hours. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia. We are going to continue with the plus follow-up. The total cholesterol is 144, triglycerides 130, the HDL is 30, and LDL is 91. Following number, the patient has a history of stroke. She has a loss of vision in the left eye. Following number, hypertension with a blood pressure under control today. Very unstable condition. I spend more than 50 minutes of the time dealing with this patient and the sister that is the caregiver. I suggested to stop the use of the Motrin in a patient that has chronic kidney disease. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup.